This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. My name is Liz Torres. I'm calling from Florida. And I've been working with Gia Chen regarding the loan, and she said she'd give you a call back.
Okay. Can I get the name of your business, please?
Yes, it's Tomato Time.
Give me one second, please. Is that tomato like the fruit and then T-H-I-M-E?
Yes, T-H-Y-M-E.
Wyme, okay, sorry. Give me a second. And what was your name, I'm sorry?
My name's Liz Torres.
And Liz, can I get the best number to reach you in case I get disconnected?
941-400-4244.
Let me read that back to you. 941-400-4244?
Yes.
And Liz, I've got you as a contact. Are you German's wife by any chance?
I'm his sister.
You're his sister, okay. And what's your role with the company?
I am an officer, and I'm general manager pretty much on the company.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. I just got two people beeping through. I was expecting your call, so let me just tell them I'll give them a call back. Give me about 30 seconds here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Hello, Liz?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks for sticking with me there. So I'm an underwriting supervisor here. I just had a few basic questions for you. What I'm going to cover in this call will probably take about 5 to 6 minutes, is the amount of funding you're needing, the general working capital loan program, how it functions, terms and conditions, and then hopefully sign off on an approval. And then if all things work, you can get documents, I'd say, by as early as today. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, since you're, you know, the decision maker of the business, number one, what do you know about the working capital loan program, and how much money are you looking for right now?
I don't know what kind of program you have, because that's never been explained to me. I had explained to Gia that probably I would be, I was looking for a line of kind of like a line of credit product, and 250 is what I would be looking for.
Okay. We have a lot of different programs available. So let's kind of start from square one here. So you said you were looking for about 250, correct?
Yes.
What is that money going to be used for?
Pretty much working capital.
Okay. Can you go a little more in depth? Is it for new orders? Is your business expanding?
Yes. Okay. So I don't know if you know anything about the ag industry, but you have, and you could probably see that by our bank statements. So you have, like, times where you're actually harvesting, and then you have times where you're actually putting the money into the ground for those plants, because we're a tomato grower, packer, shipper. So I just want to be able to have that flexibility. For example, right now, if you have cash, right now is our time off.
Okay.
When I say that, I mean we pretty much grow, probably 9 months, definitely 9 months out of the year.
And okay.
Right now, we're in Florida, so right now it's the off season. We're just wrapping up our harvesting here, and then it goes up to North Carolina, Tennessee, and at that time we purchase our tomato. So the reason I was looking for this is because it gives me the flexibility to be able to buy cash. And when you buy cash, you get the better prices on the tomatoes as opposed to terms. We've always in the past had the terms, but I know that our credit is good, and I know that if we had this cash flow, then it would definitely help me make more revenue.
All right, perfect. Let me just put some notes here.
And then probably next month is when we'll start growing, and we'll start putting in the money into our crops.
Okay, so
harvesting again in October.
Okay, so it seems you're looking for about 250 just for general cash flow issues. It sounds, is that correct?
Yes.
One thing you mentioned, you kind of trailed off. You mentioned like an opportunity. Are there certain You know, are you trying to buy any product in bulk to save? Is there any opportunities you're trying to take advantage of?
Well, yeah, that's the opportunity I'm talking about. But this is a commodity. I mean, when let's say that the market is, especially right now, because a lot of people are really struggling. So let's say that the market is $10, okay, for example. And we're like, hey, you call the grower directly, and you said, let me have a truckload.
So you can buy these from other suppliers.
Yeah, right now in this period of time
because they need to unload it.
Correct.
Okay.
So if I call them and say, hey, I got cash, I'll give you $8 instead of the $10 that the market's going for, and then they say, yes, of course. You know what I mean? The opportunity's there.
All right. So let me ask you a question that would lead on to that. So you said that you'd get. If you had cash, you could get the product for about, instead of 10, you get 8. So,
yeah,
you know, it's about a 20% decrease. I would ask you another question out of that. If you're, and there's a lot of business owners I work with that, and it's not just the agriculture industry. Actually, my product knowledge of agriculture is probably much more limited than yours, obviously. But actually, with these files, you're looking at, many of the customers that I work with in every industry, it's not just the amount of money they're saving, it's how many times they're flipping it. So if you got access, let's just say to $500,000, we're just going to throw that number out there, and you were getting 20% or 25%, obviously, probably the more money, the more pricing power you have, correct?
Yes.
But how many times would you flip that in a year? So let's just assume that 20 or 25% savings, how many times would you flip that in a year? Would that be one time per year, one opportunity a year? Would that be multiple times? How long would you know? How many opportunities would you have per year to basically buy a product, resell it, buy a product, resell it, buy a product, resell it, is what I'm getting at.
Okay, so that's a good question. And these months right here for the summertime, you could probably do that quite a bit.
Okay.
Probably just in this short period, it would be like 3 to 4 times.
3 to 4 times per year?
Well, just in this time period, because we actually have the customers to sell this product too, so we would be getting it for a lower price. We turn around and sell it, and then we do it again and again and again as many times as you have the funds available.
Okay, gotcha.
And then when we start growing, that is different, because if we had that, then it gives us the capability to grow more acreage and be able to sell that as well. Now that you can't flip it as much, because of course it takes, you know, so much time for a season. So you'd be able to flip that twice.
Okay. And do you currently have a line of credit with your local bank who you bank with?
No.
Okay. So let me explain the product that Bank of Cardiff provides in terms of a cash basis. So many small to medium-sized business owners, it's very difficult for them to get a loan from their local bank or a line of credit. The reason behind that is, frankly, a traditional bank is going to lend based off your net income, where we're going to lend off sales. So it's a completely different, mindset. There's a few ways to kind of look at your file. And what I want to do is give you kind of a max loan amount and work backwards. So the way the funding works is this. You would select the term and the amount of money that works best for you. Now, the way you pay back this loan is what's called a micro-loan payment. So that means that I'm going to give you an example. Let's say $500,000. I'd give you a few different terms. You'd select the loan amount that would work best for you. We'd fund your business bank account. Since the loan is based on cash flow, which is money in, money out, instead of you paying the bill at the beginning of the month, you'd have what's called a micro payment. And that means 5 days per week, that's Monday through Friday, no bank holidays, no weekends, which is 21 business days per month, you would have a daily debit come out of your bank account until that loan is paid. There is the ability to borrow more money. So once you're about 50 to 60% into the loan, you can actually apply for more funds. It's called a renewal. So that means if you're doing, say, a 12-month term, you can ask for more money about the 7-month time frame. If you're doing a long-term loan, which is about 21 months, you would have the ability to apply for a renewal about 12 months in. Let me give you kind of a max loan amount, and let's work backwards. So the max loan amount we would approve the company for would be about $730,000. Now, if you had access to that additional capital, I know you mentioned $250,000. Is that something that would interest you?
Yeah, maybe. I just got to understand. I'm having a hard time understanding these terms.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. What I'm doing, walk you through it, and then I'm going to shoot you an email. So the way a working capital loan works is this. It's a loan. So let's say I'm going to give you some numbers, but let's say we fund you for $730,000. It'd be $730,600 to be exact. We would put that money, we'd wire it directly into your bank account. You're allowed to use the money as you see fit. And then every day, so 21 business days per month, you'll have a small fixed daily payment come out of the bank account to service the loan. The longer you...
both boards where? That would, so every day I'm going to have something taken out of the bank account. And correct. That would be for what? For interest?
No, it'd be for the loan payment. So the loan payment, you're going to borrow... you're going to have documents. It's very straightforward. You would be borrowing a loan amount and doing a payback. So let me give you some ideas of numbers. But before I do that, I want to make sure, is something, you know, we can offer you 250, we can offer you 700,000. Those are two very, very different numbers. What I would like to get an idea of and a pulse of is if this, you mentioned flipping this multiple times, you know, 20%, but doing that multiple times within a 3-month time frame, would us giving you the full loan amount of 730, would that be something that would appeal to you, or would you want to just do 250? A lot of the business owners I work with, frankly, they're afraid to ask for what really they need because they're afraid they'll get declined. So we don't work that way. We're going to give you the max loan amount. We see it from your shoes, but I would want to know if that amount of capital is something that your business could use.
Is there a prepayment penalty?
No, we actually give a discount for paying off early. The majority of customers do not pay off early, but we will give you a discount for doing so.
Okay, then I would go for the full amount.
Okay, so let me give you some ideas of where this would be, and I'm going to give you a few different kind of time points here. And by the way, if this all goes well, when are you actually looking to get the money funded into your bank account?
As soon as we can.
Okay. And besides our product, have you applied for any other loans? Are you seeking out any other type of funding at this time?
I kind of wanted to do like a normal loan. This is, I'm still, I mean, explain to me more of the terms because it's still kind of, it's not like a traditional loan is what it sounds like to me.
It's traditional for small businesses. It's actually the fastest growing product for small businesses. It's a loan that you can actually get approved for that's going to be based off your sales. You mentioned a traditional loan. So traditional loans are based off of three basic factors. They're based off sterling credit history, business and personal. They're also based off of, and I'm just the underwriter here, so I don't pass any judgment on credit, but they're based on sterling credit history, business and personal. They're also based off net income. And a percentage of net income, and also collateral. So they're based off, you know, usually putting a building as collateral. This is a loan that's really based on your cash flow. There's a UCC filing, but this is based on cash flow. It's not based on you pledging, you know, your house to get a loan. So in terms of credit, I think it's a better product for what you're really needing. Have you gone to your bank? Have you tried any other applications besides Bank of Cardiff?
No, not like this. Like
no, any type of
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. And so let's go give you some numbers on what you're looking at, so I can give you an idea of what you're looking at. So if you funded the full amount for $730,600, that'd be an 18-month term. I can give you smaller terms if you wish. I just want to give you an idea of what this payback would be. So if you did this over an 18-month term, you'd be looking at a payback of about $1,030,146. And the equivalent daily payment on that would be $27.25. As an FYI, once in a while we'll offer weekly payments. So some customers they're more comfortable with having instead of paying 5 days a week, just once per week, which is something we can explore. But that's what you're looking at, say, if you want to max the loan out. Let me also give you kind of a shorter term as well to give you an equivalent funding amount, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So another option is, if we're going to go to a shorter time frame, we could fund you. We're just going to lower the loan amount because what's really important here is making sure And I'm sorry, just to go out, to make sure that we're not, say, overburdening you at all. So if you wanted to do, say, a shorter term, you'd be looking at about a $532,400 loan max. Mm-hmm. And you'd be looking at $2,725 a day.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, that you're going to want to keep your payments probably in the range of no more than, say, $3,000 a day, or about, it's obviously you have your opportunities to flip this money, but we want to make sure we don't overburden the business, because we know there's some business credit issues and we know cash flow is always important. But to give you an idea, if you want to do an apples comparison, you'd be looking at about $2,725 a day would get you to about $532 over 12 months. If you want to keep your payment the same, because it's a longer period, you could borrow about 50% more, so about $73,600 over an 18-month term. And with any contract, we'll include several discounts, so if you want to pay off early, you'll have the ability to do so.
So what is the interest rate?
It's a payback, so these are factors. So it's a factor. So if you looked at an 18-month term, the factor is a 141 over 18 months. Over 12 months, it's a 129.
Okay, what does that mean?
So if you borrowed, I can walk you through it. If you borrowed $532,000, and keep in mind, this is cash. This is not real estate financing. This is a short-term obligation. If you borrowed $532,000, $532,400 over 12 months to be exact, your payback would be, or your business's payback, just, you know, this will go into the business credit. This will not go under German's credit. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at a, which is, I think, very important, I assume, is something you're looking for, correct? Nothing that involves his personal credit? Okay. So if you looked at the payback over 12 months on $532,400, mm-hmm. you'd be looking at a payback. It's very reasonable. It's $686. So that means the loan would, if you borrowed $532,400, over a year, the loan would cost you $154,396. So we'll call it $154,000. If you borrowed that $730,000 over 18 months, the factor's a 141. So you would just take that amount and you multiply it by 141. So that gives you that $1,030,146. So if you borrowed $730,000 over 18 months, or your business did, the loan would cost you, and this assumes you take it to term and don't pay it off early, it would cost you $299,546. So I'm going to round up and call it $300 even. So two just different loan amounts, longer terms. Basically, what I would want to get an idea from you is, really, where is the opportunity? Is it borrowing $500,000? You mentioned $250,000, but we can do $250,000 for you. But like I said, I think a lot of customers, they just don't ask for what they want because they're afraid they're going to get declined. Where we're going to give you the max loan amount and then allow you to choose what works best for your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for the one for the 730, you said how much was, and the payback is $1,030,000. How much was that?
So the payback, the cost of that loan over 18 months, assuming you take the full amount, and just so you know, this is not a line of credit, so quote unquote maxing it out is not a bad thing. It's a loan. So if you looked at that, the cost of the loan over 18 months is $300,000. Mm-hmm. Many of the customers that we work with, it really makes sense to equate this to a monthly basis of what the money's costing. So you would just take that $300,000 and you divide it by 18 months. So that means if you borrow $700,000, it's costing your business $16,000 a month, $16,641. So the real decision is, if I borrow $730,000, is my return on my investment, my opportunities, better than $16,000 a month? You know, you're telling me that it's about at least 20% for each dollar you get, and you're flipping it multiple times. 20% of 700 is 140, so that's a massive difference. But that's a good equivalent to give you, that puts the real numbers in the kind of customer's control. So if you looked at 730, if you took it to long term, 18 months, the money would be running you about $16,000 a month. That's the real, the cost you have to meet. If you looked at that equivalent cost for 532 over a year, give me 1 second.
That's 12,800.
Yeah, it's about you. I would round up. I'd call it 12,900.
Mhm. And what about 250?
I'm sorry.
And let's do the numbers for 250.
Okay. So if we did 250, and I'm assuming you'd want to do that, say, over like a shorter term, you wouldn't need that for a year and a half, correct?
No.
Okay.
Let's do 12 months.
Let's do 12 months. So if you did 250, and I'm going to double check my numbers here, but you'd be looking at a payback of about $322,500. So the cost, it's the same cost on the loan. So that's $72,500, so same dollar-for-dollar cost. And that means per month it's running you about $6,000, which makes sense because the cost for slightly over 500 is in the high 12s, so the cost for 250, which is slightly less than half of those 530, is going to be in the 6s. Do you mind if I give you my kind of 2 cents and barge in here real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So right now, I'm sure you're aware of the credit issues and the kind of the highs and lows of the company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You can borrow $50,000 from us. You can borrow You can borrow $75,000. Your rep is Jaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is obviously incentivized to gain your business, but the way she is rewarded for getting your business is whether you fund your transaction or not. So whether you borrow $50,000 from Bank of Cardiff or $500,000, it makes no difference to her. She either funds a unit or doesn't. That's how Bank of Cardiff reps are, you know, that's how their bonus structure is. They obviously have a job to do. What I will tell you is this. Oftentimes a customer comes to us and says, I want to borrow a smaller amount, and then 1 month later calls us and says, I need that additional capital.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how this product works. So if you're approved for 730 and you choose to only use 250, you cannot borrow more money. There's no guarantee. Generally, you have to wait to that about 50 to 60% paid time in to borrow more money. So if you decide to do 250, which is fine, you're going to have to wait about 6-7 months on a 12-month period to borrow more funds. As a general rule of thumb, you never want to exceed 8% of your revenues, 8 to 10%. You do about $30 million a year, correct?
Yes.
So the number there is about $3
million. Mm-hmm.
You don't, and since it's your first time out, you don't, you're really not in that position where you're close to those numbers on an unsecured, on a cash basis. But what I would let you know is it's completely your call. I would just take a pen and paper and kind of go over your opportunities. Because we have had a lot of customers that come into us and say, look, I only want to borrow 1/3 of my approval. And then 9 out of 10 times at probably the minimum, it's probably more like 95 out of 100 times, that customer calls us back and says, I need more money because there's another opportunity that comes up and they're going to miss. It's not like their business is going to go under, but they're going to miss on an opportunity where they could make money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me take the time also to walk you through the funding process. So your loan's approved pending some financial information, profit and loss, balance sheet, basic stuff. One question is, are you your own landlord or do you rent from someone?
We're our own landlord.
Your own landlord. Okay. And then have you filed your 2015 tax returns?
No.
Okay. Are you on extension?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have QuickBooks?
No.
What kind of account? You have another program?
Famous. Mm-hmm.
Can you easily generate, say, a profit and loss and balance sheet?
Yes.
Okay. So the closing conditions for your loan, and they're much, I assume you've done like a mortgage, correct?
Yes.
So this is the exact opposite of a mortgage. You're not going to have to provide reams and reams and reams of paperwork. So what we need is to make documents, we need to know your loan amount that you wish, copy of the owner's driver's license, copy of a voided check, and your profit and loss and balance sheet for 2015 and year-to-date 2016. Mm-hmm. We would send you documents. They'd be completed and faxed back to us. They don't even need to be notarized. It's faxed to funds as a business loan. Once we get it back, we'll go into final underwriting review. What this would really mean is, if you guys got us what, you know, a loan amount today and decided what you need, you get documents by today. They'd be signed today. I'm just giving you an idea. If they were signed today, you'd go into final underwriting review today. And realistically, for a loan amount of this size, you'd probably be looking at funding on Wednesday to Thursday. By the end of the week is 99 out of 100 times possible. It's not going to be same day, though, just so you know. Some customers call us and they want the money the same day, and it doesn't work like that for your specific approval. But that's the funding process. It's very straightforward, and there's no, you know, there's very little additional paperwork to get.
Okay. Okay. I'll talk to my brother about it and see what he thinks.
Okay.
If he wants to go something like this, or if he's just interested in a regular loan.
Okay, so let's walk through that real quick, because I don't want your rep to lose an opportunity. And there's no problem. I understand your business. Your job is to get the best possible loans for the company, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you say a regular loan. What do you mean by that?
I mean a regular line of credit, and that is like pretty much like 4%.
Okay. Where do you get the idea that lines of credit are 4%?
Because that's I can get those. Our credit's not bad, and you saw our bank statement. So.
But you said 4%. I hear, and I'm not trying to be rude or condescending. I hear that as an underwriter. Every customer says, "Hey, I'm getting loans at 4% or 3%." I just want to get an idea of like taking your temperature, where that idea comes from.
Well, I mean, I get offers all the time. Plus, we did get one for that amount about a year ago.
Okay, and who was that through?
That was I think it was like Bankers.
Okay.
And it was the traditional line of credit. I paid back whenever I wanted to. As a matter of fact, I already paid it back, and that was simple for me, and it wasn't a payment every day.
How large was the loan?
$100,000.
Okay. So let me take the opportunity to address it. We traditionally don't deal with customers that we view are going to default on us because they're unsecured debts, but at the same time, we're willing to take risk, and we like to speak frankly to customers. The credit here is not necessarily perfect, but it's not necessarily bad. Basically, for a loan amount of $100,000, yes, you could probably get a traditional line of credit or $50,000 or $100,000. And to me, that's kind of a Band-Aid solution. This is really an opportunity loan for a large amount of capital. So the purpose of this loan is kind of what you're nailing on the head. We can buy product at 20% and flip it within a month. And, you know, doing that multiple times, it's easily able, you know, to give you an idea, you buy $700,000 of product, 20% on that is 140. If you flip that three times, that's 140, 280, 420. So if you can borrow $700,000 and flip it just three times in a year, your return on investment is 420 within a very short time frame, which is, you know, it puts you in the driver's seat. That's what this loan is about. It's not necessarily about doing $100,000. If you wanted $100,000, we've got a 0% interest credit card, but our loan's really about giving someone a sizable amount of capital and opportunity, not really insulting them with like a $50,000 or $100,000 offer. It's about a large amount of funds.
Okay.
Additionally, assuming, you know, do your due diligence, but assuming the terms work, when would you actually be looking to fund?
Oh, like I said, as soon as possible.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to make some notes here. When should we have our rep follow up with you, or should you want to give me a call back? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, let me talk to my brother, because he's going to be going out of town tomorrow.
Okay.
If I can catch him, and he won't be back for the rest of the week. So.
Yeah, hopefully, and I'm here, and he can feel free to give me a call back. You know, the only thing I'd share with you is we're a lender and a syndicator, so we lend our own money. We work with other lenders. We put your loan out to a few partners. We came back with the most attractive offer, and by attractive, I mean cheapest terms, largest loan amount. And just to give you an idea of our industry, from an unsecured basis, loans really top out to 100 or 250 on an unsecured basis. There's a lot of companies, I'm sure you get a lot of offers in the mail for credit, correct? Okay, so we're well aware of that. The industry, I think, I'm sure you get like 20 phone calls a week, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We get a lot of letters.
What?
We get a lot of letters.
Okay. So I actually like, I used to be on the sales side, so I actually, I like the opportunity. The reality is that the industry, it's not competitive, it's saturated. Those are two very different things. And a lot of companies have jumped into this industry with a lot of marketing nonsense, and just they just keep on calling customers to try to pitch them a loan and make a sale. And it's the same kind of, I mean, I get the calls on my cell phone, so I know what you get. I get calls on my cell phone offering capital, and I don't own a business. Where our product really differentiates from the market is A, we give a sizable discount for paying off early, but most importantly, we do loans up to about $2 million. Within this industry, I'm sure you'll get a lot of offers for $150, $250, hey, maybe even $500, but we're the only company really that offers loans that, for a business of your size, I think are an appropriate product. I do not feel $100,000 would do really anything significant for your business. I'm sure you share that sentiment as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And then what when you're saying you get a discount for paying it off early, instead of getting penalized, you get an actual discount. What does that mean?
So these loans are all about you're committing to pay back a funded amount based on your term. So let's go back to that 12-month term. Let's say you decide to borrow 532 and you're doing that payback. What was the payback on 532? 400? It was, let's see.
On the 532, it was
686. Okay, so let me give you an idea. Let's say, because it sounds like you're in your busy season where you're going to take advantage of these opportunities, correct?
Yes.
Okay. At the same token, I don't really, if you want me to offer it to you, I will, but I'm guessing you don't want anything shorter than 12 months, like a 6-month term, correct?
Well, is it less expensive?
You'd pay back less, but you'd have a very high daily payment. I don't know if that's something that interests you.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. I really don't suggest it. That's called chasing. And that's when, let me just give you an idea. So let's just say you borrow that same 532. I'm just going to give you an idea. And let's just say that you decide, hey, I want to do this over 6 months. Well, what would your payback be? Your payback would be about 633 over 6 months. The whole problem there is that means you're paying about $100,000 over 6 months. So you're it's all about cost. And that means that if you kind of chase that lower payback, instead of having a very reasonable cost, you're spending $16,600 each month of money's out. It's going to put you in a cash crunch. It's really not suggested. So your question is, what happens if our business pays this off early, correct?
Right.
All right, so I can walk you through that. Let's say, and do you want me to give you an idea of like the $700,000, the 730, or the 530?
Say that again.
Would you want me to give you numbers over 730 or 530?
530.
Okay. Over 12 months or 18 months?
12.
Okay. So let's say we give you the 532, 400, and let's say you flip that product three times. So we're just going to use 530. You did 530. You got a 20% savings. That's about 106. You did it three times. So you made your 106 times three. You made your $318,000. You more than profited from the cost of the loan. But let's say that you want to get out of debt and you want to pay this off and not keep on having those daily or weekly drafts. Well, we'll put an addendum in the contract that allows you to pay off early and gets a prescribed discount. So your commitment is to pay back that 686. But we can have several addendums in the contract that will say, if you pay this loan off at this date, here's your payback. If you pay your whole loan back at this date, here's your payback. So it gives you the flexibility of a longer-term loan, but should you pay off early, you have the ability to save interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now,
could you give me some examples, like in an email, of what that would look like?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is this. I'm a big believer in putting everything in black and white. What I'd like to do is this. I'd actually like to get you a contract out for you to review. You're talking about, you know, $530,000 of cash. So it's not like, you know, you're going to send us an email and say, hey, we want the loan and we're going to wire the money into your account. I'd like to send you a contract for you to review so you can see everything in black and white in writing. It'll talk about, you know, the UCC on the business. It will talk about the loan amount, and your rep would send that over to you. Do you happen to have a copy of your brother's driver's license and we can actually send you a contract for you to review?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can get one.
Okay. And then what I can do is, because usually the funding department is going to generate them and send that over, but you take a look at, you know, our UCC filing, the loan amount, how the loan's paid back, early payoff discounts, everything would be there in writing for you to review. But to give you, let me just like give you an idea so you can understand. So if you borrowed $532, at what point do you think you'd want to pay this loan off? 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? Is it just a comfort thing?
Probably 6 to 9 months.
Okay. Just to give you my experience, kind of a rough estimate, I would say that if you borrowed $532 and your payback was $686, you would probably have, I would expect, depending on when you pay that loan back, and like I said, you'll get everything in writing from our funding department, but you would probably see a payback, depending on when you pay off early, of something in the nature of, I'd say $20,000 to $40,000 is a good idea. So there'd be prescribed points which said, hey, if you want to pay this off early, here are your time frames, but do you mind if I weigh in once more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So just because we put an early payoff in writing doesn't mean that customers use it. It actually makes us different. And just to go over, there are no origination fees on this loan. So you're not going to pay any like closing costs. You get the full 532 if you want to do it, or the full 500, just as an FYI. But let's say, which is very important, I'm sure you're aware that traditional bank fees are pretty high, correct? They usually average about 4%. So 4% on 530 is about 21. It's about 22,000. You wouldn't be charged that. You'd get the full amount. There are no closing costs. But let's go through, you know, an idea of what would happen. So let's say that you are halfway in the loan, and you've of the 686, you paid back about 340. At that point, most customers, if they're doing well with this money, often apply for more funds because they can utilize the funds more effectively than saving 40 grand. So if you owe us 340, and let's say you get a massive discount for early payoff, let's say it's $60,000. So let's say after 6 months, you can write us a check for, instead of 340, for 280. Most customers won't do that. And the reason is, just like you're mentioning that 20%, they can take that money and reinvest it in their business and make more than paying us off early. We do it because we maintain good relationships with our customers, but I rarely see it. I actually see the opposite. I see customers contact us I see customers that we give them a 12-month loan, and they're calling us in 4 months, and they're saying, hey, look, they're calling the rep and saying, we're doing great. This is the best, you know, this product has helped us crush it. We're getting tons of deals, but we need another $1 million. So we actually see the exact opposite, but we're more than happy to play nice and put addendums in there that give you something in writing that says, look, if you want to pay off early, you've got that ability to do so and save a lot.
Okay.
So the next step is, I would say, speak to your brother. Feel free to give me a call at any time. And then, you know, we can get documents and take it from there.
Okay, very good. Let me review this different options, and then you can send me, if he's interested, then I'll send you a copy of his driver's license and your contract.
Yeah, and then I'll have your rep follow up with you probably in the next couple of hours or so, all right?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.